Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, LinkedIn. For this week, taking an enormous step backwards in the fight for women's liberation when they added the job title of stay-at-home mother to the alternatives which a uterus-positive person can list in the gaps between jobs on her resume. Now, I know this might at first seem like a good idea because it helps women avoid the perception of a flaw in their timeline by explaining that they devoted themselves to motherhood. But this is precisely the problem. As the 14th edition of our semi-binding articles of self-evidency clearly state, paragraph 15 sub A, a woman is only special and fully feminine to the extent that she behaves exactly as a man. In abandoning their womanly duty to pursue a career, these stay-at-home mothers are acting as if women have a special role to play in the world that is separate from their contribution to the economy. And by allowing this activity to be listed as if it is of similar value to pursuing a career, LinkedIn is reinforcing the ancient patriarchal view that women can feel fulfilled, even temporarily, by doing something other than advancing their careers. No! No, I say, pregnancy and childrearing are things that women should hide in shame because they reinforce the gender roles of the oppressor. Women must work in order to be just like men. Women must ignore their families to be just like men, and we must do everything we can to keep them working and ignoring their families for the rest of their lives, just like men. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, the former state song of Mississippi, Go Mississippi, after its deeply embedded racist origins came to light. In this case, it turns out that song derives from a campaign jingle used by committed segregationist former Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett. Unlike some songs recently removed from the canon of clear thought culture, in this case, it wasn't the lyrics that were problematic. The words of the song are very boring and completely different from the overtly racist words of the campaign ditty. But therein lies the evil. Despite having completely different and utterly bland words, this song dared to share a melody with a long-forgotten jingle defending racism. That's right, this state song had racist notes. Notes forever tainted by their affiliation with the Dixiecrat. And in order to separate the state from this heretofore unbeknownst history, Mississippi has embraced a new song containing a melody which the elders of the Fifth Irregular Quadrilateral have certified 100% racism-free. This is wonderful. But more needs to be done to liberate Mississippi from its racist roots. First, we have learned that the same brand of oil-based paint used in the official portrait of Governor Barnett, it's obviously removed now, was also used in an elementary school in Tupelo, and clearly that school needs to be burned to the ground and rebuilt with racism-free paint. Second, historians from the Holy Sepulchre of origin telling say Governor Barnett liked a square dance. And to separate Mississippi from this awful heritage, no longer, we can't allow square dancing, the playing of classic country music, and also, just to be on the safe side of history, we should outlaw the use of squares, obviously. Finally, perhaps most tragically, Governor Barnett's favorite meal? Hamburger and French fries. Therefore, we humbly call on the leaders of Mississippi to disavow beef and potato products and remove them from the list of approved food items in restaurants, prisons, and school lunchrooms immediately. This is how we anti-racism. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, Walt Disney. But not for the reasons that you think. Despite all the attention on Disney at this time of conflict with the state of Florida, none of that is the issue. The problem with Walt Disney in this instance is the degree to which they have misfired in their application of the principles of wokeness. As you surely know by now, Disney's Stories Matter team has been conducting a deep dive into the content of the entire Disney library, scouring the movies for negative depictions of peoples or cultures, as well as the perpetuation of adverse stereotypes. That's why the team recently announced it was considering a content warning label for the children's classic movie Peter Pan. According to the honorary priests of our order at the New York Times, Peter Pan has been flagged for Tinkerbell's body consciousness, mockery and appropriation of Native American culture after the rescue of Princess Tiger Lily, and for making Captain Hook, a disabled man, be the villain. Now, we do agree with the first two concerns, and nevertheless, we have to object to the latter. Although we believe Disney was trying to protect prosthetics wearers everywhere from the hurtful portrayal of one of their own as a conniving evildoer, they have in fact failed to see the clear and uplifting message of hope in Captain Hook's life. Here's a man who has overcome the loss of a limb and climbed the ranks to lead a boat full of men as a captain, the highest role a sailor can rise to. Hook is not an insult. Hook is an inspiration. His message to disabled veterans everywhere is that they can do anything they set their hat to. As for being the villain, why can't disabled people be villains too? Who are we to set limits on what the disabled community can do by saying they can only be heroes and white hats? No! The alternately abled can be alternately moraled as well. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!